Everyone obviously has their phone next to them at all times. Talk to Sue?
Hello?
Speak to Sue?
Paula?
Uh-huh.
Paula?
This is Paul.
This is Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Jack. You'll be here at 1:45?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, 11:15.
Yeah. You're beautiful, though.
Okay, I'll see you 1:45.
You better bring your panties loose.
You better bring my what?
You heard me, young woman.
The what?
I said you're a remarkable specimen. And I'd love to get to know the insides of you. In this delightful
What's
day.
That?
You smell like roses and peacocks and flower bloom. Like a Grey Goose commercial. This is Jack from across the door. Jack the Ripper.
Who is this?
Buddy Buddy.
Who?
Jack Black.
Is this
the
Jack?
Guy who directed Iron Man 3.
Or I don't know who you are.
The guy who got fired from SNL.
What?
I said,
I don't know who you are.
Give me one more time. I said, gotta get it in the pain and it's going dead. Tormenting my poor good grandma.
Thank you. person you are trying to reach has a voice.
Quarter pound of milk.
Who?
The jock right in the porky strap there.
No, I don't know who you want. You got the wrong number.
Millie, dear. Millie. Assassination aftermath.
Alex?
Millie, my love. Millie.
Lily? Oh, Lily.
A Millie, a Millie. God damn it. A Millie, a Millie. Oh, Emilio. What?
I'm gonna get my hair cut.
Can I come?
Goodbye.
I have bad news. She just hangs up. Millie, Millie, God, sound.
Alex, what is the problem this morning? Why aren't you asleep?
I have a problem. I was up all night.
I'm going to the beauty parlor. I can't talk now. I'm being.
I'll tell you what happened. It's my girlfriend. I've been heartbroken sick. My own dear damn girlfriend, then. It's bad news. My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend?
My girlfriend.
What happened?
I found out she's had a man for 2 years and I didn't even know. I found out from Black Twitter. I don't even think he's a black guy. Yeah.
And she doesn't tell you?
No, I found out on tweets. Tweety.
What kind of girlfriend does he have that she didn't tell you?
A whore.
Forget about her.
Oh, it's so sad!
Oh, don't worry, you'll be enough.
I loved her!
Oh,
it's so lonely in BK! I want a hamburger!
Alex, calm down, honey.
Okay.
Calm down, and don't worry about this girl.
Tell me about it. What? Wait, say that again. You cut off.
Don't get into trouble.
What about her?
Don't worry about her. There's many girls around.
You know, you're one thing, you're right.
Yeah, don't curse.
Can I please sing you a song to feel better? Because I
can't. No, I can't now.
One tune, please.
No, Jack is coming. It sounds serious.
Jack? I talked to Jack. He said he's not coming until 10:45. I talked to him, dear. I called Jack.
Why'd you call Jack?
Because I needed to make sure you were around. I call him every time before I call you.
Oh, okay.
I have his number from the cards that he gave on your window.
Oh, okay, sweetheart. I have to talk to you.
Not until 10:45. Let me sing.
I talked to this afternoon.
Can I?
Bye, Alex. I have to go.
I didn't hear the word. Let me sing for you, my dear. I'll sing a song. My darling?
Okay, quickly.
Okay, okay. Let's go. Loopy doo, drums ring. Okay, I'm getting it right now. Poetry makes you ugly, love makes you clean, war makes you mean. You left a serene, Joe is a boat that's waiting for his damn it, quick, write it down. Squeezo offers something most humans never have options. You don't ever have to say, so you already gone through it a thousand times on paper. That's a gallon. What right? Things does more down rhetoric. Rhetoric, glamour's a rain on day. Hooray, legit. So sharp or syringe. Climbing, brow, damage, grind. Wait. Okay, it's almost over. It's almost over. You have 20 minutes.
In your flesh, I remember pot and marvel what I needed when I depressed. Now I just all alone, happy snoring alcohol with my main method, no toys, ish cholesterol. That old D-Fox, Fritos, and charades, charade. Ah, I didn't know, I'm didn't mean to truly, truly ignore. Has to come back down to listen and know I'm dumb enough. I have done playing opposite my best. Without them friends, thou do only play to change. Do dance, thou the land, by 94 bars. With misery, love company. That will be the name of my business one day. Everybody will come and glad. Will you sell sex? And blonde is those things stuffed with eye devices and mine. It'll be Spencer's meat and apple. Star the recreation. Oh, future it'll be like the clockwork orange milk pump for Coolio. Get bad people there, or for sure, but oh it's well.
You come in, you are
customer. Well, you don't really get a good business idea still. You learn the nature of humanity by everyone of your lives. Friends, fucking you over, say I was wrong. I underthought this overshot that it wasn't blast. Realized I had to wait long instant. gratify pleasures and downgrade my past and racy pride. Pleasure and I fake loyalty, I oop so true. No wonder why your ideas no one ever really stuck it up and work people around. Being fake too, unfortunately. And your dad's dead now. Yes, a flawless plan. And my asshole has to work as to ish up top. But if we ish, no product dies. The experience and join the
this again. It's a summer song, I believe. He has good eyes. And he helped his own Rogan. And they gave him 30 minutes shy of a normal age. 32. I was counting. This song just reeks depression. I think I like it.
Someone join the membership in the club. Cyber-ish on my gun left. My ass that might actually work. Well, get a TV show of it, starring Christian Slater as the host cashier. Yeah, and you're gonna be on only 20. I don't even know if it's all day. Oh my god, son, it's a good hiccup. Cushman, MLC, a major league champion, Commodore contender. Come a cunter, what have you now? That is dumb possibilitas. Thou crazy enough to work. Hey, my ass up, I like to see what your brother says. You bring dumb it. Is it a show or real life? So. Like the mall, it will be the Heathens Workshop. It'll achieve everything and more. We work plan, do it set, nothing anyway, culty, decentralized. Eyes run on cryptography. Of course, let my ish up get some soda. Why the only reason people go to the mall is see I did as a teen, Spencer's Dumbrow, Apple Store, Anti-Tweet. And ish will have popcorn, pretzel, Cinnabon, and gourmet cookies with the porn. Soon to offer little weenies, and we'll upgrade Chipotle counter or some ish in dumb future, it's gradual. Hey, what do you think people do? Go to the mall for the shitty parking or the overly priced doors? This will be a disruption, maybe a phone case with there, maybe Donnell and DeCor. Informal.
In your dreams. Literally.
This will be instant future-ish. It's a one-stop shop for kids just when have fun. What's worse than bumming around wandering? No direction, no dwary for what's you, you sure want? I can see it getting cool for 3 months and nothing, no one wants it. Nearby anymore, well, the club will have some Spartan dad, but a similar Fortnite team in Chipotle get benefits. Perks. The more you utilize it in various form, but not even just day. To big often that you're gonna like promote. People own it, it just sound like a corner. And you gotta have a new grand opening, by quarterly and quartering, what will that be for?
One more.
This.
I know you're an Aldous Huxley fan, so I thought I'd ask you this question. After reading his book, Doors of Perception, in which he gives an account of his experience taking the psychedelic drug mescaline, he stated that in the final stages of egolessness, there is an obscene knowledge that all isn't all, that all is actually each. He then went on to say that this is as near, I take it, as a finite mind can ever get to perceiving everything that is happening in the universe.
Kind of, maybe.
I was wondering if maybe you could explain what that means, because I've been trying to understand it for a month.
This guy's a swear. He doesn't use me.
There is a neuroscientist a while back, whose name I don't remember, who had a stroke. And she, being a neuroscientist, was analyzing the neurological consequences of the stroke as it occurred. If I remember correctly, the stroke either temporarily or more permanently took out the function of large portions of her left hemisphere. And she had exactly that experience. It was an experience of ego dissolution, something like that. The felt sense
of... You can't relate to a drug then.
Of identity shifting from that sort of narrow boundary, maybe that you would define by the boundary of your physical being, into something that was much broader and much... It gets...
Fuck it, this guy's in use. I'm gonna go jerk off to a girl who looks like Big Sean's ex in the Ashley video, because I've been in my feels a bit today. And I'll wait for my mom to call back as I whiz off. Bye.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
A little out of breath, actually. Almost just waiting to... I've actually been waiting to tell you some things. Not even things. Nothing, really. Just, like, I guess stuff I would have brought up with... Not about Ryan or anything, but stuff I would have probably brought up in therapy. But, it's too real... Like, yeah, a few kind of unique things, but...
Okay, why don't you tell me now, then?
Yeah, that's why I'm kind of out of breath. I've had to say it for a little bit.
Okay.
Are you in a room alone?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever see the Wolf Pack?
The Wolf Pack? What
oh, yeah.
Is that?
That's a movie.
Is that with Frank Sinatra?
It's the autistic immigrants, Spanish immigrants. They live in a house. The father never let them leave. They watch movies, and they learn about life through movies and dress up. And it came out in 2017. You would want to see
it's
it.
It's called The Wolf Pack?
It's a movie. It was reviewed. Yes, is the name. They like.
That's the name of it. The Wolf Pack.
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember hearing about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it must have been like around the time of the concussion, I think. But it came out in like 2017.
I remember hearing about it.
You had wanted to see it.
Okay.
So the movie is about New York introverts. A dad. The dad is like Charles Manson.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish dad. He doesn't let the kids leave. And the kids reenact movies. Their favorite movies were the Tarantino and the Nolan Batman movie. And those are me and Harrison's favorite movies. And these kids talk like me and Harrison almost, like about them. And they dressed up. They never left their apartment. And the movie was essentially this father's cruel hold. Like, he had a cult-like thing. Like, they weren't allowed to see people when they walked outside. They could leave.
I remember hearing about it, and I did want to see.
They could leave once a year. The kids had severe, horrible autism, given they've only been around their depressed, alcoholic father on food stamps that never worked. It just sounded like it paralleled a lot of like kind of my situation, even right now, how I don't really like to leave. I thought it was kind of like, I don't know, a honorable cause, or I don't even know how to put it, that. Like, I was trying to have dignity in, like, suffrage and, you know, with the backbone or something, that I don't want to have to go out and be fake and, like, spend all of my money on, like, kind of foolish things, get drunk with people that I don't really know too well or do things. But
right, I understand.
This was the entire, even just dates or things, the entire other side. He tricks some white, English white woman from England, I guess, or something, who lived in New York. To go on Irish or something, English and Irish, some hike that they met. He was with a group, that's the father. He met her, and she didn't realize her life would be like that. It was really sad, but she didn't do anything about it. She was abused, hit by the father. The kids were so autistic. But the fact that, you know, they...
Were they born autistic, or did they become autistic?
It's so clear that... If they would have had anything, it was exacerbated to the degree of like 1 million and that just someone like locked in the dark cupboard.
Right,
and
from the social deprivation.
There's a show, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt by Tina Fey, is the same premise of this.
Yes, I know. But that, those, I know, I've heard of the, that show,
okay,
yeah.
Those kids were victims of, but watching it was almost like just a, it was like a pavement hits the road moment for myself, that my entire world shook just seeing these kids living the same type of life I do, but the father was coercive and abusive and just a depressive alcoholic that was really their captor, how they couldn't face people. But I was, you know, worse. I wasn't forced to do it. This life I've been living has been self-imposed by choice on my own accord, that I'm subjected to these, like... The kids are extremely creep. Like, I was eating pizza, my favorite foods, and I wanted to literally throw up every single, like, just feeling so grossed out and sick to my... They had their hair... You know how I had my hair long? They were, like... They looked almost Native American, but anti-gender, alien-like gender. Like a Coen Brothers character. But their hair was down to their feet, and they just looked like such freaks out in the... And they went to the beach. They showed up in, like... You know, communist clothes, like to the beach, like button shirts and rags, and they didn't look normal. And then they undressed, they looked like freak aliens. But like, everything that this film was showing, everything about their behavior and the thing, that it's exactly what my life has been about as a and I didn't realize, like, I thought there was almost a sick reality where the things I was doing was more of a normal thing, but just something about that whole thing, it didn't sit right with me in any way, that my life was, because watching the same exact movies, they made their own toys, and they would put on skits with them, and yeah, like, I write in my free time, but when me and Harrison hang, it's extremely limited and one-dimensional, Asperger almost conversation, like, just talking about movies, and he was in my room cutting my hair the other week, crying to me, saying, you're a shell of your own person, and that I need to, after the talk with you and the thing about Ryan, that not just talk about movies and open up, but it, like, these kids were, something about their faces, it seemed really fucked up. It seemed cringy and horrible and ridiculous, but
I'll make sure to watch it.
Oh, you, it was, it might have been the most powerful thing I have ever watched in my life.
What channel is it on? Which one?
It's on Amazon. You could rent it, I think, actually, for, okay, like $4. Their life so closely mimicked mine that it caused me to rethink every single thing. Like, I'll never find a girl or anything, friends, job, even, if I really continue. I mean, I could find work, and I'll probably find a lesser quality job if I only, you know, work online and never want to see anyone face to face. I won't find a girl, or if I find one, it'll be in a while, and she'll look like someone who wants to copulate with someone who does maybe something that these people do. So the Harvey Picard was like a charming kind of like Woody Allen, witty, Aspy type. It was almost beautiful how someone could go their own way and make something of themselves in a unique realm. This was like a anti that, a rebuttal of that. And they looked like literal vampire, like Draculaic.
Yeah, I did hear about it.
No, their faces they all looked like serial killer. But they would speak deadpan to the camera. But it's not like an Aspie would almost be like, so harmlessly naive, and like these kids all were raised by a serial killer and look like they could be a serial killer, and all their interests and hobbies and ways they live life is exactly like mine, and I used to almost look like them with my hair, but their hair is way worse.
Now, although your hair looked really nice.
I wore it all right. It also didn't get that long. Theirs is really effing long. But
because it is the middle of the day and I am working, I wanted to talk to you.
I spoke to Maddie.
I'm glad you're telling me.
I spoke to Maddie.
Oh, okay.
This movie was giving me existential anxiety. It was ending in a nice thing. I want to live a life that I don't want to, like, drink my life away at a bar or, you know, do something that's kind of, like, extra or only go with a girl who only wants to be, like, flown out to Rome by me or something. I would like to do nice things. I could really use a laugh or something. So I thought maybe there's this guy who's like a prodigy of like Jerry Seinfeld. He's like the Bobby Cannavale who we loved in the play. His name is Sebastian, actually. He's an Italian guy. He's Harrison's favorite, actually. But he's like Jerry's protege. He does comedy. I thought maybe we see just
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Have you seen him?
No, but Brooke and Anthony have seen him many times. Oh, they
beautiful.
Love him.
So I thought we see a show one day. So I Get Out. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could do it in the fall or what. I want to do things differently. And it was... because, like, you know, I was buying so many toys. And I wanted to throw away every toy after seeing this movie. These kids, they play... No, but it's... Like, it had a very profound impact on the way I viewed myself. Because I tried to do more of the opposite of this movie for a lot of my especially after Dad died, how I tried to get out more and socialize my college years and high school. I rethink everything. I know you have to get back to work, but it was having me just rethink everything. And I had, so that was kind of my nightmare Tuesday when I saw it. Wednesday, this past night, I had a nightmare. It was weird. I was in a Hamptons house, and I don't know, it's like a new life for me, a new outlook that I have, and I was hanging with the Barstool folks. It's a media company, people my age, like, it's stupid kids' videos and stuff. They do, like, food and sports, okay? So I was chilling with those people in my dream, and then I saw Maddie walk across. It was bad.
In a dream or in real life?
I was in our Hamptons house in my dream that I had last, okay? Just saying. In the dream, she was smoking a cigarette and saying she was going outside to be with a boy or something. She wanted to copulate with a boy or whatever. I don't know. And she was smoking a cigarette. And I know she never liked cigarettes, but she would smoke them around like guys if she was drunk. Okay? To be cool. Okay? So in the dream, I just woke. Like, this is like a new life for me where I have empathy for people. I just felt bad seeing her kind of, like, alone, like, almost like a catcher in the rye, like, I'm helpless, but I want to save other people who are helpless from jumping to their doom, to a wry feel off that. It was weird, but I was like woken up in the middle of the night, kind of like when Ryan said horrible things about you and me and Joe, and I did too. I was up all night for that, just feeling remorse and guilt and horror that I could be in a conversation agreeing and saying things, you know? Not agreeing, obviously. Anyway, I felt kind of weird. So I did something pretty out of character. I didn't even respond to Maddie's birthday wish to me. So after that dream with the barstool folks where I felt bad she was like smoking a cigarette and hanging with guys, it triggered something in me. So I just browsed her Twitter just because I haven't seen it in a year. Last I saw, she was like dating and stuff, and you told me not to look at it. I looked at it, and it said in May, this is really what it was basically getting at. She got broken up with, she needed to be hugged, in so many words. Then she said she really needed hugs. She hates anti-Semites and Trump people, and she feels so alone, and that her mom is the only one who understands her therapy needs, and her mom's job going to school was to be her therapist. That she needs, like, hugs and alone. The month before, I shouldn't have been looking at it. It was my dream that really prompted. I was looking at, like, 4 a.m. Hard, yeah. But her post said, the post said, just when I lower, this is what she says about a new guy, not me. I thought it was about me. It was too late. I knew it couldn't have been about me. It says, just when I lowered my standards for you, I will not now cry over you. So clearly someone broke up with her that she viewed as even beneath her. Probably someone from college. She hung out with a lot of like dummies from college. Because she goes to NYU, and like her thing was so proud to be graduating. Even though it's not in Yankee Stadium, like NYU typically is so happy and proud. I am the most blessed, you know how she could be, blessed in the entire universe of ever to be going to have graduated here. Thank you, parents. I love you people. That's so such a pretty, like, wholesome image. But she did post that thing about how she's, like, single, but, like, she didn't say that in so many words. I could just tell it was obviously about someone. I had thought for, like, a split second it would even be about me, but that's so we haven't really seen each other in 2 years. So it said, I lowered my standards. I will not cry over you as well. I'm like, clearly someone broke her heart. And then it's about, like, guys screwing around with, like, other girls. That's, like, the type of guys she attracts, which I never did, and it's clearly someone else. So I hit her up. I shouldn't have, but I'll just read it to you. Just yeah, I shouldn't have even done it, but I did. Which, like, I know that's a problem, which you think I need to see a therapist for, how I hit up Claudia, too. But I don't talk to Claudia, obviously. And this was just from, like, a weird dream, but it was actually a reaction to the Wolfpack movie, which I needed to tell you about, how it's someone who just stays in the... So I really just wanted almost closure. And I shouldn't have even gone about it this way, but I didn't know what the hell to do. Her last text to me. Happy birthday, Alex. I hope you are doing well. That was March 23rd. My text to her is 7:33 this morning, fully loaded. I said way too much. I said, hi. I said, I've been pretty depressed about not having Sasha, because she would always talk to me about, like, Shih Tzus, even until we were broken up about shit. I said, I've been pretty depressed about not having Sasha, and I miss her a lot. Then I said, it's out of the blue, I know. I sent a screenshot of her Twitter post about the guy she lowered her standards for not crying over, which means she was crying over him a lot. I said, it's out of the blue with this photo. You think you could cheer me up? I would love to hear this story. Because all she was before was like, I'll talk to you about anything you need. So I said, I shouldn't have even said it, but like, you think you could cheer me up? I would love to hear this story. And I posted her tweet. So she says, hey, I'm really sorry. A half hour later, she responded at 8 a.m., probably just rolled out of bed. I'm really sorry to hear about Sasha. I can imagine the pain you were feeling is awful. I'm not comfortable telling that story, but I'm here for you if you want to talk about Sasha. I said, thanks. I appreciate you saying that. And then she says, like, of course, like a half hour later. Essentially, I cheat on Claudia. I was not a good boyfriend to Claudia. It's sad. Claudia has her own issues. It's not even me and Claudia. I'm never going to talk to Claudia again, clearly. And not even because of what she said, but obviously because Claudia said I'd never want to talk to you again. It's not good to talk to exes once it's over, but I had, like, no contact with Maddie. And that dream, it just kept me up, you know? I did a horrible thing to Amanda. Karma is a bitch, obviously, though. I think there's definitely a real component of karma. It's a mindset type of thing, really. But it's also energy that you just are. It's where you are. So I got done from Maddie to me what I did to really Amanda and kind of Claudia. And now Maddie has had it done to her. And she's probably had it done to her a lot, but this was the most recent. So she probably had a boyfriend the last year, year and a half, too. And he clearly chose someone else and made her cry. So ever since I found that information this afternoon, I've been in a much better mood. I don't know. I know it sounds weird, but, like, I'm tired. No, it's closure what it is. I feel way better about that. And that accompanied with the wolf pack, everything I saw. I'm ready to start over.
Well, I think that, you know, you did the thing with Maddie, but, like, personally, I don't think that you should hold any hope that you're going to have either of these girls as friends.
Yeah, no, I have final closure that
be friends too much
they hate
either.
Me. They hate me so much, and
it's not that
they hate me. I'm trying. No, I know. Oh my god, my phone just died. Let me see if it could recharge. They moved on so hard. Hopefully my phone will turn back on right away. I doubt it, but yada yada. It was a song I wanted to put on. She probably thinks I just hung up on her. But, phone died. Lied. I'm gonna take another hit. You stay right here listening, audience. Oh my god. Oh my god. I sound like such a serial killer, though. I talk to my ex, she fucks some dude, I feel better. I am a cock, but, a voyeuristic fantasy all dabbing about intent. Let's see if he can impart some wisdom, honestly. Oh, it's turning back.
Well, I want to start by talking about one particular story, The Soul is Not a Smithy. How would you describe this story?
As longer than I intended it to be. A little kid with attention problems in school is not attending on a very dramatic day for him, where his teacher kind of has a psychotic breakdown.
His substitute teacher starts writing "kill them" over and over on the blackboard, and then when these kids in the fourth grade start realizing what he's doing, that he's basically lost his marbles, they panic.
Yes,
but your narrator who's reflecting back on that time, his mind was actually elsewhere because he'd been staring out the window, watching other strange stuff.
Yeah, it's weird because the narrator is partly narrating as a child and partly as an adult, but mainly his big concern is how boring and meaningless his life has been and how he's kind of missed the one really dramatic thing that ever...
She's going to say, call me back in these texts, which I just need to review it. Calling back, we got disconnected. Please call. She's so funny! As if I wouldn't anyway.
Hello?
Hi, my phone died. I was definitely going to call. It wasn't. Yeah.
So
didn't Aaron take like 7 years to get over 70?
Let me talk now. You did enough talking. Now I want to talk.
Sure.
I have to listen a little bit.
Okay.
I don't think that.
What? Oh, I didn't do a good thing. I didn't do a good thing.
I can't hear you. You gotta let me finish. Don't talk at the same time I'm talking. I think that Harrison recently was a little bit disappointed, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Reached out or wished or something, got no response.
No! Oh my god, that sucks.
Something like that. And you know what? We looked at each other and he said, it's very, very hurtful to me, but it's clear she doesn't even want to be friends. I said, then forget it.
Oh, they hate us, but it's not hate isn't the right word. There's literally just an absence of anything else to say. They're extremely disinterested in pursuing further, however professional.
Yeah, so I would take what she said. I don't want to tell you about what happened, but I'm here for you. Let it be.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She calls you, that's different.
No, she won't. She will not. It's really the way it ended, though. You know? Like, she was trying... She was trying to actually break up with me long before I overdosed. The overdose was a good excuse, but it made me always wonder. I did not have closure. And I really was just, like, away at work. I had a breakthrough today in my code. I did an expert-level problem.
Well, let me just finish
up.
Oh,
okay. Okay, sure. Okay.
I just want to say to you that
she
was being nice by saying that.
She was.
And polite.
Yeah, she is. She is a polite person.
Unless she calls you to talk.
No, she doesn't want it. She does not want to hear from
me.
Yeah, she does not.
It's up to you to do what you want to do. But personally,
uh-huh.
I wouldn't get my hopes up because she's really looking around.
Yeah.
She
does, and it made it so unclear to me in the way that she tends to operate that everything is like an epic end of a movie for her. But she I played into it. I wasn't opposed to it for a certain time, of course. Logic has to set in when someone really does like the games more than they like the person. But games are one thing, though, but, like, she's extremely not open about how she feels. And everything on her Twitter said, everyone I tell my entire life to, yet no one knows anything about how I really am. And I don't know. She always said she's a Gemini and loves having two sides.
Even though that she posts these kinds of emotional...
I haven't looked in a year, and I'll never look again. Yeah. That's really, that's her deal. Oh, I know. It's so, like...
It's mean. Yep.
I know. Well, her dad and brother are worse.
Yeah.
Her dad and her brother are actually like that, more with physicality, that they'll grab each other. What did you have to talk about?
Well, what I wanted to say to you is that the thing you sent me about the unemployment and the job, like, is this the first job that they actually offered to you?
Yeah.
It's the first one?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you still want to try to get unemployment, so you're going to do anything and everything.
By the books, I'm still in my mind, I'm looking for a job. In reality, I'm looking for a job. If someone's offering me a job, I would take it at this.
Answer my question.
Okay.
Stop all this.
Okay.
This is the first job that they actually sent to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just say something.
Okay. Oh, I saw. I know. I reread it.
You're not letting me finish.
It mentioned software part.
I'm gonna hang up if you don't let me finish.
Okay.
You talk for 40 minutes, and then when the other person talks, all you do is interrupt.
Well, you took a while to pick up.
Listen to me and answer the questions. Did you realize that the job description mentions technology and accounting issues, and then it
That's actually what they call all accounting jobs, because every single accounting job requires you to have some working knowledge of computer.
And you're ending it by saying that, you know, you're not interested, and then you said something to the effect of,
can I clarify for you?
You said,
can I clarify?
My job.
Can I clarify?
So, I'm not finished
can I clarify?
My job training pertains to accounting.
So, software accounting and accounting software are actually the opposite, though. I am doing the design of the software the accountants use. The accountants for that job have to be able to use it. They're opposite. It's like working at Chipotle versus eating.
Stop talking.
Okay.
It doesn't matter because this position, you definitely could have done this job. Now, did they tell you what the...
Whoa! Don't... I could not have done this job in a literal sense. I could have done it in a philosophical... What? What's your problem, man?
Did they give you the salary?
No, then I scoured online. The job posting is on every, as predicted, job offering site, Monster, Green Book, you know, everything. Green
Book. So what was the salary?
No, it won't say.
But you don't know what the salary
was. Typical salary in this position pays what Walmart logistics clerks make, $18 an hour. What?
Unless you ask, right? You don't know that.
No, but that's the industry standard for this.
I don't agree. Why? I couldn't do this job. They only ask him for 2 years of college, but I couldn't do this job.
This isn't my field.
You is this job, if you were going what? Out of unemployment, this would not be a bad job to get started. You're not going to be a bank.
No. This job is not the direction. This job.
Yeah.
This job would be me working on an orange farm if I'm trying to film a clockwork orange.
You're
so dumb. Oh, I was going to say I had something good. Your job will be easier. Autism is now destigmatized. I watch a podcast, The Fighter and the Kid, and they spoke of autism openly, and it's not as bad even though we are it. Stupid bitch. I'm just seeing if she's still on. Okay, she hung up. Oh my god. I'm a good son. Sorry, guys.
Hey now, hey now.
A little disturbing, is all right.
Hey now, hey now. Have you ever seen such a beautiful night? I could almost kiss the stars for shining so bright.
Hey now, this is what dreams are made of.
I got to take it to paradise.